Redistricting is still a few years down the road, but it plays such a big role in who can get elected that any changes to the ground rules are bound to get the attention of party leaders. This proposal was drafted at the request of the Supreme Court, and it would require the legislature to finish its work on redistricting a little more than a year after they get new census numbers. If lawmakers don't act by that time, responsibility for drawing the new map would fall to a panel of 5 appellate judges. Any lawsuits challenging the map the judges draw would go straight to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. UW-Madison political science professor Ken Mayer was on the committee that drew up the recommendation. He says it's an effort to untangle what can be a lengthy and partisan process.
It is the province of the legislature to do this. But if they can't, and I note that the last time that the courts weren't involved in Wisconsin is actually the 1930s, somebody has to do it, and it of necessity falls to the courts in that instance.
But lawmakers have promised to fight the move. Leaders in both the Democratic-controlled Senate and Republican-controlled Assembly have hired law firms to represent them as the court considers these rules. Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch says the proposal amounts to the court taking over power that is rightly in the legislature's hands.
That, in our opinion, is a complete usurpation of the authority that is provided to the legislature. It's a constitutional violation, and we unfortunately need to hire attorneys to defend ourselves against the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court is still taking public input on this proposal. It's still in its preliminary stages and isn't scheduled for any hearings or votes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.